On January 12, 2010, an earthquake, magnitude 7.0 on the Richter scale, destroyed a large portion of southern Haiti. Over a million Haitians lost their homes. The Haitian government's first priority was to establish six camps for displaced persons in Port-au-Prince. 16 neighborhoods were chosen to house 5,000 families under a project called 16-6. The International Labor Organization participated in the project by training workers in standards and regulations for earthquake-resistant structures. Normil studied construction in Haiti and in Canada. When he returned to the island, he decided to join a new training program organized by the ILO and certified by the government. Now, he's a trainer in earthquake-resistant construction. Most of all, his work is about convincing construction workers and employers to change their mentality.
The principles of teaching young people are not the same for adults, especially for those that already have extensive experience. We are here to add something to an area they already know about.
Bonjour.
Valerie Neptune, a construction and public works engineer, collaborated on the creation of the training manual. The manual uses a method for earthquake-resistant construction based on drawings and sketches. A worker can easily follow all the steps required to build an earthquake-resistant house by comparing good and bad approaches.
We base this on the Guide of Construction Practices of the Ministry of Public Works, Transport and Communications, the MTPTC, which was more adapted for engineers than workers. But the reality of our country is that most workers are illiterate. So Build Change and the Swiss International Cooperation helped us with the illustrations, which allowed us to create this manual for everyone.
The success of this program is also due to the collaboration with the Haitian National Institute for Professional Training, which resulted in a training program certified by the state and offering a diploma.
98% of construction workers in these neighborhoods never had had any kind of diploma in their lives. It is a great source of pride for them and for us too.
In one of the most luxurious hotels in Port-au-Prince, Normil and his colleagues are officially receiving their diplomas today, certified by the government of Haiti.
Votre présence ici n'est pas un hasard.
We lost almost 200,000 souls with the 12 January 2010 earthquake. The earthquake-resistant construction training is the flagship of the program.
Thanks to these trainers, avoiding the mistakes of the past will go a long way in rebuilding a stronger Haiti.